Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I just realized that I was muted myself. This new Skype setup is kind of wacky. The reason for the 10 bell salute is we lost another member of the International Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Professional Wrestling in Josephus, a.k.a. the question mark of NWA power fame, a.k.a. I believe his real name was Joseph Hudson. So we're going to take a moment of we've taken a moment of silence. He, from what sources are saying, he abruptly died of a stroke. We don't have any more information other than that right now. So that's really some unfortunate news. 2021, not as bad as 2020 yet, but, we don't need all these stats.
I keep telling you. I keep telling you, man. Hush.
No more.
Bad juju. Bad juju.
So we want to send our thoughts, well wishes, and prayers to the fans, family, and friends of Josephus. And I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but you know how my pronunciation is. I'm kind of dyslexic when it comes to pronunciation.
That's the only place I'm not dyslexic. It's just the truth.
So we will be starting this program the right way here in just a couple seconds. Here we go.
'Cause I'm TNT, I'm dynamite. TNT, and I'll win the fight. TNT, I'm a power load. TNT, watch this
girl. ERN presents TNT on BTR with your hosts, Chaotic Katie, the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, and Sadistic Sean David. Strap in, wrestling fans, and get ready, because it's TNT and it's dynamite.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another loaded edition of Rampage Rants Thursday Night Turmoil live on the Evolution Radio Network, a proud presentation of Rampage Productions. We are live and exclusively live on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Sadistic Sean David, along with my co-host for the evening.
The reason why the show will never be a bag of dicks, Chaotic Katie.
Yes, and I was supposed to be the reason why the show would not be a bag full of pussy tonight, but returning Malice Mayhem is going through some medical conditions herself. Steve Kane is recovering. He's doing better, for those who have asked. So he will still be out for quite some time, but we are very hopeful he will be returning, hopefully by June, if not sooner. And obviously this will be as soon as his wife says so, because his wife has got his balls right now.
Yeah, I'm quite happy about that. I think it's great. I think it's hilarious. Yep. Take control, Sheila. Get him.
So, we will be holding the fort down, as I said in the write-up, which Katie will have to read when she logs into the studio later, if she does. I said that...
I am.
It says that... So this means Katie and Sean are all by themselves again. Lord help you all.
Yeah, we're all by ourselves, and nobody's looking. That's never a good thing. Because we're all by ourselves. And, yeah.
Yes.
Might not be wearing clothes. Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about tonight. But the big news is Malice Mayhem will be returning with us as soon as she is able to. And we are very excited to have her back on the airwaves. Her and I have been talking quite lengthy about some things that she wants to get off her chest. And there's a line in there for a joke somewhere if somebody wants to make it. But I'm not going to be able to make it.
She does have that lovely tattoo
across her chest.
Yeah, she's got a lovely tattoo across her chest, and yeah, I'm jealous. She knows it. No secret. Okay, I'm going to say what I said earlier tonight. OBD boobs. Yeah.
Yes, ODB boobs. And I have not seen those. Well, I don't know how you want to look at this, but I have kind of seen those boobs kind of up close, but I kind of close my eyes when it happens, so...
I'm surprised you don't have dreams about them. I know I would.
I know my friend Wendy did. She fell in love with ODB. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, honey, we are not going to go through market days all over again where Sean had to pull you down from the stage because you wanted the lead singer of the all chick band. I love you, sweetie, but we're not going to do that with ODB. You're going to behave.
If ODB wants to put her boobs in your face, ODB will put her boobs in your face. You don't have to ask.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. She is not shy about her boobs. So, we love ODB. We are glad that she's back with Impact Wrestling. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. The big news right now is that, we have we had a pay-per-view and we have a new WWE champion, and oh joy, we're just so overjoyed about this.
We are? Are we?
No, I was being sarcastic.
Okay.
Because we know who the champion is.
We are not happy. We are not amused. I'm not amused. I'm sorry. That should be Otis. I'm sorry. And everybody knows how I feel about it. I don't have to say how I feel about it again. Because it's quite, popular knowledge. I'm not impressed.
Yes.
He doesn't deserve it. I'm going to say the same thing I did when Omega got the push and didn't deserve the push. And they should have given it to, help me. Who was it?
Adam Page.
Yeah, thank you. Adam Page should have had the push. Same thing. Otis needed, Otis is known, but Otis could have used the push too. Miz is already known. He was known before he came to wrestling, and he hasn't changed since the real world. So I understand, he had just had a second baby, but, is that how you give your pushes? I don't understand. I don't get it. Maybe I'm not supposed to get it, but Miz, you didn't need to push. You would have had but just as well as I do, he didn't need the push. He would have been getting another title shot at any moment. We all know this. There's enough belts for him to go after.
Yes. We will be talking more about Elimination Chamber later. There are some huge news stories that I want to get to right away. And that is some really big news that came off the Jim Cornette podcast, that Joey Ryan has won a default judgment against somebody for $15 million. For the for the slander of him, you know, getting slammed in the Me Too movement. He sued a lot of these women that have come made accusations against him, and he won against one young lady, and she is probably going to have to file bankruptcy to avoid having to pay this judgment. Stephen P. New is representing one guy that spoke out against this Me Too movement of Joey Ryan from Pennsylvania, and Stephen P. New got the case thrown out of California court because this guy is from Pennsylvania that is Joey Ryan is suing. So Ryan was trying to get it all done in California where he is and his bar wrestling is. And Stephen has said that there's going to be quite a bit to come out of these lawsuits against Joey Ryan. And he is defending a guy out of Pennsylvania that has made some accusations against Joey Ryan that, you know, are pretty egregious. And Stephen had some very big things to say about the case on Jim Cornette's podcast here about a week or so ago. It was either the Cornette Experience or the Drive-Thru. You'll want to go back and listen to that if you want more information about it. But very interesting because Joey Ryan is trying like hell to run fear tactics on these women and sue them for $15 million to get them to go back on what they have claimed about everything that he did. So, Katie, I'll let you have the floor with that while I pull up some more articles here.
I can't say that I didn't appreciate the talents of the man, but I do not appreciate his doings. And I also think it's quite utterly disgusting that you feel the need, Mr. Ryan, to go and threaten these women. You know what? Which probably comes along with you took away my life. You took away everything I could be. Why are you doing this to me? How can you do this to me? I would never do this to you, bullshit. You'd be nothing if you didn't know me, crap, I'm sure, as well. Along with death threats. You know what? No, honey. You did this to yourself. Period. The end. And you're lucky I'm not one of the women you did it to because you wouldn't be standing. I hate that. I didn't mean, I know this is a really, really nasty statement to say and really disgusting. But come try and pull that shit with me. Anybody. I really dare you. I really dare you because you're not going to like what happens to you if you do. I have no use. You know that. I have no use for anything like this. You don't bully
you know,
people.
It's quite disgusting, and I think that he is trying to bully people out of, you know, his hope is, well, somebody will let me wrestle for him one day again. Yeah, maybe he's rotten, but we'll, you know.
No, we're reputable.
Exactly.
That's damn sure.
And that's no slam to Ian Rotten, because I doubt Ian would even do it at this point, but there are places that would that have a lower grade than Ian Rotten. See, everybody thinks that Ian Rotten is the lowest scum of the earth, and there's people that are even below what people think of Ian. So imagine that. We'll talk more about that here in a couple minutes. You know, you've got some serious stuff going on in the wrestling business all over the place. And Takahashi is out for 6 months due to injury. Unfortunately.
That sucks. I like him.
Yes, it is. He's a good New Japan talent. Anna Jay is also out injured.
Oh, man.
Right now. Unfortunately, Brooke Havoc suffered an injury at the AEW dark tapings. Man, hopefully we're not getting to Intramania again. It's about that time, though. Mick Foley has pleaded with WWE not to mess up Rhea Ripley's push.
Well, I hope they don't.
I really hope they don't either. Bow Wow says he's not talking to wrestlers not in his league. Dude, you're not even fully trained yet, so you don't have a league.
Yeah, so shut up. Hush your hole.
Rikishi, that's a stink face. I doubt Rikishi would be that kind of trainer, but it would be funny.
You can put a little laugh on it. You say Rikishi, all I hear is my buddy, put a little ass on it. Yep. That's all I hear.
Oh, man. The other big news is the former Big Show has signed with the WWE.
Yeah. I thought they were going to introduce him last night, and they didn't.
Next week.
Good.
Next week. Let's see. Pro wrestling legend Vampiro credits Sting for his career in the USA.
That's saying a lot. That's large.
Don Callis says he almost joined WCW in 2001 with Joey Styles. That's
really
interesting. Yes, that's very interesting. Very. Because that would have been around the time that ECW closed, and that Styles would have been a new announcer for WCW.
Wow. Hello, Pages?
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting to see everything that is going on right now in the world of wrestling, and there's even more that we're going to tell you about. EC3 has signed a deal with Ring of Honor.
Good. It's, they'll do them way better than WWE ever could, but I kind of like seeing them on Impact there for a tiny little bit. It was there. You know, it comes back every once in a while.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
CZW wrestler DK Meadows passed away, so another rest in peace.
Oh. My heart just stopped there for a second.
Kyle O'Reilly ruled out of action for 6 weeks. I really hope this kid's not. I'm going to pull up this article and read it here on my own here in a second. Marty Scurll was involved in recent New Japan pro wrestling tapings.
Good.
So that means he'll probably be over there.
So Scurll's in New Japan. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll find a way to see that. We will. We'll find a way to see him in New Japan. No problem.
Paige.
You see, that's another thing
that
pisses me off, too. That's another thing that pisses me off, too, with his situation, okay? Sure, I'm not impressed with the man, but he said the exact same thing that Vince Neil said and a lot of other rock stars have said. It's not like I go around checking IDs. She told me she was of age. I have to take a woman out of work. You know, like, so, because that what you have to do now? You meet somebody for a drink. Can I see your ID, please? Is that what we have to do now?
Well, in some cases you do, in some cases you don't. It depends on where you're at. Paige is hopeful that she'll come out of retirement one day.
Yeah.
Which would be very great.
Yeah, so we need to see ID and a clean COVID test. Yep, that's the way it goes now.
Don't forget about the other kind of test.
Yeah, we want those tests too, and if you've been vaccinated, we want to know about that as well. So, yeah, that'll get you extra points. Never mind. Please move on. Please move on.
We have the reason why.
We have
the reason why Big Show left WWE. It's because he will be a commentator on the newest show coming, AEW Dark Elevation, which is supposed to be coming to TNT.
Okay. I'm a little confused here. Not by that. I'm confused. Okay, I'm not confused, but he's going to be on a new show. Yeah, that's good. That's wonderful. Great. Way to go, Paul White show, whatever we're calling him now, whatever we're allowed to call him.
The Giant.
I find it very odd. I understand he wasn't doing much where, like, on Vince's company, but
no.
Was he fired? Was he let go? Was he laid off? I guess he just decided
contract,
he wanted better.
His contract expired in January, and Khan came at him with a deal, and he accepted. Khan probably threw a lot of money at him.
Can't say to blame him. He's got to think about his retirement, too. He's not getting any younger.
Nope.
I love the man. Everybody knows how I feel about Show. I love Show. I've always loved Show. Always, always, always. Even back in WCW days, I've always loved Show. Even when he was trying to say he was Andre's son, I still love Show.
We don't know if it's a storyline or not that Kyle O'Reilly has a herniated disc. God, I hope that's a storyline because this kid, like I've told a lot of people, this kid worked for me for 3 months or so and was one of the most talented individuals I've ever run across in my life.
How young is he?
Let me look that up.
Just because if you're talking about him that way, you know, and herniated disc. I want to know how
he's
young
he is.
He's
33. He's 3 years older than me.
Okay, he's not a kid, but he's still young. That's still really young. That's still your career right there, man.
Right.
That's when you're supposed to be in your prime. I hope things turn out for him. I really do.
We have some new news about Dark Side of the Ring Season 3.
Oh, no. We do. Yeah,
new details have emerged ahead of the new season of Dark Side of the Ring on Vice TV. Pro Wrestling Insider is reporting a special titled Dark Side of the Ring Confidential will air on March 9th ahead of the third season premiere. The Confidential will look back over the past two seasons, feature interviews from the show creators Evan Hunsley and Jason Eisner, and also a preview of the upcoming season. The interviews were conducted by Conrad Thompson at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia last year. The season will have 14 episodes. Below is an updated list of the episodes. Dynamite Kid, Brian Pillman will kick off the season.
I thought that
will be the season. Nope, it's going to be Brian Pillman will be the season premiere.
Okay.
That's going to be a hard one.
Yeah. It's going to be a hard one for a lot of my friends. I mean, when those come through, you know, they cut. My friends do come to me and they're like, I don't know if I can watch this. So sometimes they'll be like, okay, I'm going to let you watch it first. And I'm like, all right. It's like the Benoit episode. I had four people say, you need to watch it first. I go, why? Because, well, if you can deal with it, I can deal with it. And I had to tell them the truth. I was able to deal, but it's hard. It's hard. You're going to hear a lot of things. And same with the Pillman story. You're going to hear a lot of things that you didn't want to hear. Maybe some things you didn't want to know.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's the way this Dark Side of the Ring has always been. That's why it is Dark Side of the Ring. It's getting into the darker side of these guys' careers. And
yeah. There's been times with Sean and I and Steve, we've watched them together. And it's just like we've cried together over them as well. And it's hard. Oh, God, it's hard. It's so hard.
There will be an episode on Chris Canyon, who I had a brief friendship with before he passed away. We would exchange messages. He was somebody that just took an interest in me on MySpace, and we started talking one day. And my brother and him talked for a while, and very good dude. Very, very good dude.
Sounds like it.
Somebody that the world did not understand. And it's a shame that he's gone because after this gay movement that we've had over the past couple decades since he's been gone, it would be different for him. a lot different.
But that's another thing I'm noticing too. You're seeing a lot of gay women come out, and you're seeing some trans come out, and you're not really seeing too many gay males come out. And I think it's a crying shame. Is it because they don't feel they'll be treated the same? Because face it, people. I'm not trying to be rude. Sean knows I'm not trying to be rude. Please do not think I'm a homophobic when you hear this come out of my mouth. When you hear about two girls kissing, that's going to go over way better than two boys kissing, right?
Right. Well, that's the way that's always been,
I hate
though.
To say it, as disgusting as it is, two women are always more acceptable. You know, it's too macho to be the other way around, you know? We can't have the other. Well, I don't give a shit. Everybody knows. I was raised around it. I lived through
right.
it. I lived in it. You know? So I just don't. I understand it, but I don't want to understand it. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to understand it.
There will be an episode on Johnny K9, a.k.a. Bruiser Bedlam. An episode on XPW, which was Extreme Pro Wrestling, which came after ECW over on the East Coast. And then died on the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was on the West Coast, born on the West Coast, and died on the East Coast. There will be an episode on FMW Japan.
Oh. That'll
there will be
new
an
to
episode...
me.
There will be an episode on Nick Gage. If you have not seen this guy, he's pretty brutal.
I know that name, and I'm supposed to know that name, and I should know that name.
He's a deathmatch wrestler, world-renowned deathmatch wrestler.
I'm just going to type his name in because now I need to know what he looks like.
There will be an episode on WCW New Japan Collision in Korea. And I believe this is going to be a four-part episode on the Smith family.
Yeah.
Grizzly Smith, Jake the Snake Roberts, Sam Houston, and Rockin' Robert. Rockin' Robert.
You were saying that.
Rockin' Robert.
You were saying that. We know what you meant. Yeah. And we've had Sam and Mr. Sam Houston on this show quite a few times. So.
Yes. These are going to be stories that Sam has never told us. So, and it's going to be that'll be hard to watch. Right. It'll be hard to watch.
Sam comes on here and Sam is Mr. All Happy Go Lucky. You know, who do you want to hear? Like with me, he was always okay. Who do you want to hear a story about? And I'd be like, no, you need to pick it because he has the best stories. I don't care what you say. Him and Hugo had the best stories. And it's just like, what don't I know? Sam's an open book. What don't I know? Do I want to know? Do you know what I'm saying?
This is not going to be a pretty series.
Jake already had it. Well, a long time ago, Jake already had a tell-all type thing, didn't he?
This will go deeper than that. This will talk about his father, and that will not be a very good subject for everybody to watch. Grizzly Smith was not the kindest man in the world, from what history says.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be hard. This is going to be a very interesting season. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 and 4 is 12. So there'll be another 2 episodes announced. There's going to be 14 episodes. That is 12 with the list that they have.
I didn't think they were going to do that many, to be honest.
Well, but the show's gotten so much publicity. I mean, the thing about it is, the thing that's bad about them doing that many in one season is what are you going to do next season? But they're also finding new avenues to explore, like FMW, XPW, Nick Gage, different avenues to explore. So I am hoping they've got a lot of new school stuff. I'm hoping they'll do something from the 70s or 80s. Go back even further
That'd be cool.
if you can... find somebody from the 70s or 80s to talk about wrestling. And you obviously, the one that they have not done yet, which I want personally want to see, is I want to see somebody do something on – I want to see these people do something on Jim Crockett Promotions and the death of Jim Crockett Promotions and the sale of the Turner. Now, yes, there's going to be people that say that has been done to death, and there are people that would be right, but not from the side that they will tell it.
This is true.
Because they won't sugarcoat it.
I hope not. They haven't sugarcoated it yet.
No, they have not. And they won't.
Nope. No, like when you're sitting there watching the New Jack one and every story that comes out of his mouth starts with, well, one night when I was all blazed on coke. Yeah, okay. You know?
One match that I had, and then you find out all of his matches, was on that.
One match that was, but you know, about half an hour before the match, I'm all blazed on coke. I'm just like, thanks, dude. That's great, dude. But every single story, that's how it started. You know, it's like me, you know, there was this one time at band camp, you know, oh my God, I love
one time with Rosemary.
I love him. Yeah. That one time when I met Rosemary, don't even start.
Dynamite on TNT this week was watched by 831,000 viewers, while NXT pulled in 734 viewers. So
that's low.
But folks, you have to remember that back in the days of the Monday Night Wars, both shows were drawing in a 3.5 rating, which would be about 3.5 million. I don't know if that's a TV rating. I'm not sure what that translated into how many homes they were into, but it was a lot. And it was about 8 million people watching wrestling compared to the maybe 2 million we have now.
Yeah, but a lot of people stream it too. Not everybody watches it on a said network.
So that's kind of the news. And dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun. I'm sorry, that's Hockey Night in Canada. I'm sorry.
Well, Katie, I think.
What?
Well.
What happened
to my?
I am hear you.
I know I am here. I am playing in the sun. There we go. Thank you.
Chip, you know what? You just made the list. Oh no!
Here we go. I made a post on it on Facebook way early this morning. I sent it to Katie, and she is going to have a lot to say about this, as am I. It was something that I found on Facebook the other night here, posted by New Wave Pro Wrestling about a promotion here in Illinois. And the post was about a missing person. The post was about a missing person. Help bring Jared home. Last seen on February 23rd, 2021 at IWAU wearing a referee uniform, age 28, blue eyes, light brown hair, 6 foot, 160 pounds. For any information that can help us find him, please contact the IWAU office. Hashtag help bring Jared home.
And of course, I look at that and I automatically think it's real because, well, why would you do that?
But here's what doesn't make it real. It does not say to contact the kid's family or the local law enforcement.
You're
right.
There
were people that were trying to pass this off as real, though, and when I saw it, I had the same reaction you had, Katie. The other thing is there was another promotion that is planning to run that same town this weekend. And this just happened last weekend, or the 23rd, which would have been the other day. The 23rd was Tuesday. I am being told by my sources that this is a quote-unquote storyline. I find this utterly disgusting.
I'm officially unimpressed. Not cool. Just because, you know, people go missing every day, and we've lost so many people to such occurrences. I don't. And again, maybe I'm not supposed to get it.
Maybe not,
right?
And maybe I'm not either. But it's I find it disgusting.
Overly.
I mean.
This is vomit worthy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I feel sick. NXT did it with Austin Theory, and that's kind of everybody's defense is, well, somebody, you know, kidnapping angles have been done in the past. Yes, but everybody understands that that's an angle. They're not going on Facebook posting a missing person's picture and getting everybody in it. And it's not a Fed from Indiana sharing it about a Fed in Illinois getting everybody in an uproar. You know, that's
all
one of the things. I don't get it. I don't understand why anybody would do it as a storyline and get that serious about it. And not, you know, and everybody goes, well, it's wrestling and you got fooled and bamboozled. No, I didn't get fooled and bamboozled. I suspected after a while that this was work. And, my other, like I said, my other thing would have been, if this is real, why is there another company running the same town where somebody got abducted?
I don't get it.
It doesn't make sense. And it's disgusting. I don't approve of it at all. I think it's disgusting. And if you have to do that for a storyline to try to get heat, maybe you need to have somebody reevaluate the way you're booking. It's like Katie said, the first reaction she had is it was real.
Yeah. My first reaction. Just wrong.
There was a kid that was injured over the weekend at a event that they – this event, I believe we talked about last week, they want everybody to sponsor them. This kid was injured. Now everybody wants to, you know, I'm sorry the kid got injured, and hopefully there's enough to be able to cover his medical expenses. But, you know, there's just, it's not worth it if you're not getting a good payday. And it's going to be, oh, well, we're going to give you whatever people want to give you.
Sorry.
That's not cool.
Yeah. We'll give you what you feel you're worth. Really? Well, if I'm worth a mouthful of wooden nickels, you know? Come on.
And
it was it, Sean?
You know, the other thing about it is.
Good.
Cody Jones was also injured.
Yeah.
And, you know, Gunnar Brave was the other one that got injured over in Indiana. So the other thing that was given to me by Crime Fighter is that there was a – let me pull this up here. Got to go back and scroll. There was a superintendent that was fired. Over some controversy, and I'm going to send this to Katie, and oh boy. Katie, you don't have to read all this, but I'm sending it your way.
Okay. I've been warned. Good. All right. Let us see what we shall see.
Wishing Dave Martin the best, and that some atonement ultimate had treated him better. David Martin was hired to be the superintendent in Springfield, Tennessee. He used to be a wrestler, and there was some problems with that. Trying to find...
He's currently superintendent for the Tennessee School of the Blind in Nashville.
He was on Jerry Springer.
Yeah, that's right at the top.
Where he was a professional wrestler that went under the name Flamboyant Farron Fox. He was on the Jerry Springer Show, Angry Lovers Attack. Martin Potato Man, who stole the boyfriend of his own sister.
Yeah.
And
I saw that one.
He was fired over this. He was fired as being a superintendent over this. I don't know that I agree with all of that, but I think that everybody's got a past. And unfortunately, we have learned. I didn't ask you to understand it, you dumb bitch. Shut up.
Which bitch?
Sorry.
What?
My phone, Bixby, whatever her name is, and she keeps picking up. I am not a conspiracy theorist, but when my phone goes off about 10 times so far since we've been on this podcast asking me stuff, I'm pretty sure that whoever is listening to my conversation. So whoever you are listening, hi!
Ha! God.
So.
All right, that's why it seems like you're getting distracted. Okay, all right, I understand it now. Okay.
She goes off every 10
seconds. Okay, Okay, more than 20 years ago, he appeared in an episode of the Springer Show called Angry Lovers Attack. He betrayed a man who stole the boyfriend of his own sister. He told the Effingham, that doesn't sound real, but it is, the Effingham Daily News this week that the segment was scripted by show's producers, and I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I just had it. Where'd it go?
Oh, he quit. The guy was not fired. He quit or withdrew because of the heat he was getting from the school board. So,
There we go. All right.
That is
he says the show would, the segment was scripted by the show's producers who considered it as an acting gig, used the money he was paid for college textbooks. Judging by all his degrees, all those books must have been expensive. But some in Altamont got nasty on social media and apparently in emails and other communications to the district and to Martin himself. We notified him as well that there was some opposition to his hire because we obviously don't want someone moving to our state and community and not be aware that there were community members concerned. Kewen said officials suggested, oh my God, I really, really hate my mouse. Kewen said officials suggested he spend the week evaluating the situation and meet with the board on Friday. We hope to bring him here for that meeting to address any of the community concerns, but the response of the community became rather excessive, Kieran said. She said as the week went on, school officials continued to receive really negative criticism of Martin. He was uncomfortable with the community's reaction, Kieran said. The flamboyant Farron Fox and the Springer Show are what upset people. That's just, well, goofy. If it's that Martin openly gay, that's just plain shameful and ignorant. While I have my colorful past, part of me believes that some of the backlash received comes from a part of me that I could not change even if I wanted to, Martin wrote to the board in his withdrawal letter. Being a gay man, I have been encouraged by the progress made over the last several years, but there is still a long way to go to promoting tolerance and equality. We live in a fantastic country that gives us the right to agree and disagree in all areas of society. That is fundamental to our democracy. It is my hope that we can continue a respectful dialogue and learn to be more tolerant and respectful of people's differences. That school board meeting is still scheduled for 3 p.m. on Friday. We'd have welcomed the opportunity for Martin to address any concerns during a public forum as gracefully as he did in his letter. No doubt there are many in Altamont who would have welcomed that too and welcomed Martin as district's new leader. Instead, item 6 of the agenda is superintendent search update. That's crap. You know, I mean, I'm a firm believer that everybody should be, how can I put this? I'll put this as simply by saying everybody has the right to be. And that doesn't mean mean gay. I don't mean straight. I don't mean have a 6-foot mohawk. I don't mean tattoo your body in pink polka dots. No, that's not what I mean. Everybody has a right to be, period. And it doesn't mean what you are. It doesn't mean what you follow. It doesn't mean what you believe in. You have a right to be, period. Meaning you have the right to be alive.
Well, in your country, you have rights, and in our country, we have rights, and you have the right to be free as you can be.
Well, in Toronto, it's a lot more lax where it comes to the gay, lesbian, transsexual,
bisexual. Well, we know that.
But hey, we still have our hiccups too. Go ahead.
We have a guest announcement. Thursday night, March 18th, we will be joined, and I want to make sure that I got this right. Pulling it up. Thursday night, March 18th, right back here on Wrestling Authority Radio, we will be joined by Brutal Bob Evans.
Yay! Excellent.
And I'm going to send that information to Lee Walker at some point this weekend, and hopefully Lee Walker can join us. I know it's really hard for him to do a Thursday, but maybe that'll be a Thursday that he can make it work. It's going to be a good interview, and I look forward to having Brutal Bob back with us. A lot to talk about. He's got a lot to talk about 2021 projects. I also want to give everybody a quick update. Everybody has been seeing me kind of been posting little hints and stuff about MWA's return. First of all, I want to thank Brian Blade and MWA. In 2015, I was able to bring back wrestling where Ed Schumann and I had birthed the RWF in 2009, Ashton, Illinois. We brought it back in February of 2015 for a guy. Originally, it was just going to be a show, and then we found out that there was a high school senior that had some pretty aggressive cancer, and we decided to make it a benefit for him. So we presented Headlocks for Hang in February 2015 in Ashton, Illinois, and they had done some renovations to the building since I had been in it last. That was a very emotional night for me. I'm going to post a video of that later tonight when we get off the air. forgot to do that earlier. And, you know, that's one place I want to go back to. And it's not because that place will draw the biggest crowd. It's because the fans there were genuine. Okay? There are a lot of people that believe the fans here in the Illinois Valley are some of the best. I have had people tell me that some of the fans in Ashton were more genuine than the fans in the Illinois Valley. I can kind of see that. There were
Come
people that would drive. There were people that would drive, you know, 45 minutes to come see one of our events. And it wasn't unheard of. So, now, the update with NWA is this. We have a big schedule that is going to be announced more and more in the following weeks. We can announce that at a date to be announced, hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we will be in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Ooh.
Friday night, June 11th, McCook, Nebraska. Saturday night, June 12th, Holdridge, Nebraska. Sunday night, June 13th, to be announced. And starting on June 1st, we will be ramping out more events and getting a bigger schedule announced. We've got dates that are going to be coming across throughout the Midwest. If you are looking to add professional wrestling to your event, fair, festival, birthday party, whatever, do not hesitate to contact Brian Blade today to see if we can make NWA work for you. We want you all to continue to be safe out there, and we will see one of you, well, all of you, at an upcoming MWA event very soon. Now, keep in mind, these events will be done with the mitigations in place of the locations of the events and in accordance with all the current CDC guidelines. That's just the way it's going to be. But we will be back, and I will be working some of these events, not all of them. I wish I could travel to all the events that he's going to be doing, because he's going to be he's going to be running some of these poor crew members of his ragged. But it's going to be a great summer, and our Great American Summer Tour that we were supposed to have last year is going to kick off this year. So a lot of good stuff coming your way throughout even Illinois and Wisconsin. I am not sure what's going on. There we go. You muted yourself, and I had a freak out moment. I was like, what happened? So MWA coming soon to a town near you. And, oh my.
Sorry.
You definitely want to be on the lookout for updates. So follow them on Facebook. We are getting ready to take our song break here, and let me see what I can find.
Maybe something good. Something real good. Also, I'm just going to pick something. You better hurry up, man.
All right. We will be right back.
Good boy.
You can breathe.
Tax Refund Promotions presents Professional Wrestling, a show that will not actually happen. Starring pictures of former WWE, Impact, and Ring of Honor stars that we're going to put on our poster just to lure you suckers into the building, even though they will not actually be appearing. Featuring the pictures of the real wrestlers, who will just be local jabronis that we're getting for a hot dog and a handshake. All this will take place inside of the neighborhood bar that we're getting for the cost of a case of beer. And the ring will be a homemade wooden ring, because no, we can't afford a real actual safe wrestling ring. Liability insurance, you must be crazy. We can't afford that either. I'm not getting that much of a refund check back. All we can really afford is the beer and the posters. So, Mommy, get my tax refund check ready and get it signed over to me, because I want to hurry up and play wrestling promoter. Tax Refund Wrestling, not coming soon to a location near you.
Yes. We would like to welcome you back to Rampage Rants Thursday Night Turmoil, live on the Evolution Radio Network, exclusively live on Blog Talk Radio, a proud presentation of Rampage Productions. I, once again, am Sadistic Sean David, along with my co-host.
The reason why the show will never be a bag of dicks?
Me.
Chaotic Katie.
Yes. And once again, Steve Kane recovering and Malice Mayhem sick, so she will be back when she can be, and Steve will be back hopefully within the next few months. We are going to talk now about Elimination Chamber.
Really wish you'd look at what I sent you.
I did. I thought.
But okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we are going to see some different stuff from WWE, because Elimination Chamber was different. We started things off
it
with the Elimination
different.
Chamber match.
Very different. There was no, they didn't really have a woman. That pissed me off.
For the Universal Championship, Daniel Bryan defeated Cesaro. Daniel Bryan defeated Cesaro, Jey Uso, Kevin Owens, King Corbin, and Sami Zayn. And then he got an immediate Universal Championship match where he got decimated by Roman Reigns, who then got speared by Edge and challenged to a match at WrestleMania.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Yes, check it.
I am... getting my results here pulled up. My computer had a glitch in it for a second. It had a brain fart. Sometimes do that.
His computer is very gassy.
In the pre-show, John Morrison defeated Elias, Mustafa Ali, and Ricochet in a fatal four-way match to get a match with in the triple threat with Riddle and Bobby Lashley, where Riddle picked up a win to become the new United States champion. Bro! Smoke that 420, bro. He looks like he's stoned 24/7. He looks like he is permanently stoned.
So he looks like me. You can blindfold him with dental floss. Yeah. Tracy, you have to admit. Yep, me and I killed him. I killed Sean. I killed him. I killed him.
Blindfold him with dental floss.
I can't take the man seriously. Okay, he's wearing little itty bitty teeny weeny little shorts, and they remind me. Okay, do you remember the time where Sean had to go be a guest referee, and he was gonna wear the little black and white striped shorts, and Triple as him and Tripper going through Gorilla, he looks at him and he goes, "Are you seriously gonna wear those shorts into the ring?" "Yeah, what's wrong with them? There's nothing wrong with them. They're great. And they kept riding up on him. That's what the shorts remind me of every time Matt Riddle comes to the ring. Plus, he's got bruh across his knob. I really don't need to see that. And
that way, when it gets hard, it's a big bro.
Yeah, but he looks like somebody. Yeah, but he. Oh, you're bad. But he looks like somebody that should be dating my oldest niece. Okay, like my niece is a pothead, but. I can't take him seriously. And that is the ugliest belt in the whole entire world.
It is.
I hope he's allowed. It is ugly belt. And I've never really said that about a belt. But it is ugly. Every time I see it, you can't make it look any better. And I don't care whose shoulder it's on. It's not going to matter. It's an ugly friggin' belt.
Yes, it is.
And that's all I have to say. Mr. Pinstriped, friggin' short wearing, pot smoking, skinny, tall.
Bro.
Nia Jax. Nia Jax for Hole and Baszler. Yeah, okay. Mm hmm.
Defeated Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks.
That kind of pissed me off. I kind of thought they were gonna maybe drop them, but maybe not. So much more could have been done with that match. A lot more could have been done with that match. As well, I love Sasha, and I hate Sasha, and then I love her again. Right now, I love her. But, oh man, I love Belair. I love Bianca Belair.
Drew McIntyre defeated AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Kofi Kingston, Randy Orton, and Sheamus in the Elimination Chamber for the WWE Championship.
Hello! Sorry.
And we thought this was going to be the end of the pay-per-view, and nope, The Miz cashes in. And wins.
This is like Omega and friggin' Paige all over again. He didn't deserve it. He didn't, you know, just, yeah. Otis shouldn't have been made to give up that case at any time. I think it's stupid.
Yes, it is. Very stupid. Very, very stupid.
Overly. Ridiculously stupid.
And after both Elimination Chamber matches, you had a follow-up match for the championship. So what was the point of the Elimination Chamber match for the championship?
I agree.
Or what was the point of giving Daniel Bryan a title shot only to have it be right away so it could be done in under 5 minutes?
It was 5 minutes. I thought it was shorter.
I'm sure it was shorter, but I was trying to be nice.
I was disgusted. I enjoy Daniel Bryan. That's not a lot.
Yeah, it was disgusting. And then we had Raw the next night. Oh, and we had Bad Bunny. We can't forget about Bad Bunny.
Yeah, Bad Bunny is the champion.
Ugh. And then on the other channel, you have Shaq that is getting ready to have this match with Jade Cargill against Red Velvet and Cody Rhodes. And Cody
Jade.
Rhodes says the Cody
didn't
Rhodes
Jade
says that the door is the
Jade used to follow didn't Jade used to follow the genetic jackhammer around. She used to follow help.
I don't think
Pump.
So.
Help. I just watched Impact in 60 or something, and I swear to God I saw her with them. No, because what they're doing with Impact now, like between commercials and matches, like right in the middle of a match, they show you some hardcore moment or some cool promo. And, yeah, it was Big Papa Pump, with Little Papa Pump, and her. She was in the promo as well. I know
it was
her.
Not her. It was not her. It was somebody else
help.
That looked like her. But,
and help.
Yeah. I don't know who it was, but she didn't start training until 2019. So,
okay. All right,
she is new to wrestling. But Jade is getting ready for this match. And Cody says that the doors are open to work with anybody. And he thinks that there is potential to work with WWE. And I'm sorry, Cody. You can work with New Japan. You can work with Impact. You can work with Ring of Honor. You can work with Major League Wrestling. You can work with AAA. You can work with CMLL. You can work with all of those. But you will never get to work with WWE. They will never do it. We know that. For fact. For a fact. Unfortunately.
I just sent you a PM and you didn't even look. You're a dick. It's true. I'm not seeing.
She looked like a man.
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 She looked like she had a penis.
Okay, look how I spelled it. She looka like a man. Oh.
That had me thinking about something else.
Never mind.
Anyway.
Yeah, Mad TV.
Anyway.
Miss Swan from Mad TV.
We had a lot of great reception from Tuesday night's Impact, from Katie. Katie loved Tuesday night Impact. It's her favorite show. Katie, did you get to see Black Taurus?
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what happens when Decay comes on the television, or Rosemary comes on the television, or Rosemary and Crazy Steve come on the television, or even when she was with Taya for that little bit. I'm in front of the television taking pictures. Okay? So, yeah, I got to see Black Taurus. Oh. As the shadow blows to the wind, so it shall be done. Oh, I'm loving this. No, I'm loving it. And I have to watch the Impact of 60 on Saturday because I couldn't get it on the stream I was watching. So, yeah, I'll get to watch an hour full of Decay. That'll be awesome. For those of you who watched Impact in 60 after, watch an hour of nothing but PK. Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. But, yeah, it was a good match. I see big things happening for this tag team. And with Rosemary behind them, they can't go wrong. Plus,
yeah.
It was a really wicked promo afterwards, too. I'm loving this. I really am. It's like McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Ba 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 ba.
I'm loving it.
All right.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Well,
what you saying?
Last night was AEW Dynamite.
Yeah. Yeah.
We started things off with Jon Moxley against the Hollywood hunk Ryan Nemeth. Moxley defeated Nemeth. And then cut a hell of a promo.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Billy, don't start talking about McDonald's because now I want the fries. Thanks. Jerk. Yeah. No matter how many times you say, don't message me while I'm talking, they message you while you're talking.
Of course they do.
All right, Billy.
I'm going through the
Billy,
same
don't be sorry.
Else, so.
Billy, don't be sorry. Just go get me some McDonald's french fries.
Bring me a McChatter. A McChatter with
it's
extra cheese.
Yeah. I'll just take a normal everyday chicken. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. All I need. And
Taz, Team Taz defeated the Varsity Team Taz defeated the Varsity Blondes, and Team Taz was Cage and Stark. Afterwards, they saw a video of Darby Allin, who dropped in from the sky. And Sting came in and set up their street fight for Revolution. Jake Hager defeated Brandon Cutler.
That was a good match.
Hager is looking good right now. Hangman Page versus Isaiah Cassidy with Big Money Matt Hardy. And Hangman Page attracted the Dark Order at his ringside for his ringside buddies. And Page defeated Cassidy.
Yes, indeed. That was a good match,
and,
too.
And it was set up for the big money match between Big Money Matt Hardy and Hangman Adam Page. Then we had the Women's World Title Eliminator match. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, against the Native Beast, Nyla Rose.
That was a good match. It was a damn good match.
Rose defeated Britt Baker. And then it was the Face of the Revolution ladder match qualifier. Rey Fénix versus Lance Archer. And Archer defeated Fénix in a fantastic contest. And now it is time for our AEW Revolution 2021 preview. It will be the Bucks of Youth, Matt Jackson and Nick Jackson, against the Inner Circle team members, Chris Jericho and MJF with Wardlow for the AEW World Tag Team Championship.
Nice.
Then it will be Team Taz, Ricky Starks and Brian Cage with Taz against Darby Allin and Sting in a street fight.
That's going to be awesome. Oh, my God. Their promo, their promos are absolutely incredible. But just Darby stepping out of the body bag with new makeup, that was beautiful. And a proper zip line. A proper zip line when he came down. Now, if it were me and I were him, because he was well done in that zip line harness, I would have raised my legs and put my board underneath my feet and made it look like I was skating on air.
Then,
yeah.
Hikaru
Shida
versus the AEW World Women's Championship Eliminator Tournament winner for the AEW World Women's Championship.
Okay.
Hangman Adam Page versus Matt Hardy in the Big Money match. Winner receives the loser's 2021 first quarter earnings.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cody Rhodes with Arn Anderson versus Scorpio Sky versus Penta El Miedo versus Lance Archer versus President Ted Vance or Max Caster versus to be announced in the Face of the Revolution ladder match for a future AEW TNT Championship match. Kenny Omega versus Jon Moxley in the Exploding Barbed Wire Death Match for the AEW World Championship.
No, I just want to know which version of it they're going to do. Are they going to do like the big mushroom cloud plumage of smoke, or is it just going to be a little blast here and there?
I don't know. They were talking about landmines. And if you're talking about landmines, then kaboom.
Yeah. Damn.
Miro and Kip Sabian will take on Best Friends.
Okay.
And then Bear Country, which is Bear Boulder and Bear Bronson, will take on the Dark Order, Alex Reynolds and Sean Silver, the Dark Order, Evil Uno and Stu Grayson, the Inner Circle, Santana and Ortiz, the Butcher and the Blade, and Private Party, and Top Flight, and to be announced in the Casino Battle Royal for a future AEW World Tag Team Championship match.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
He did that all in one breath, folks.
All right, and here's what we know. It'll be Thunder Rosa versus Riho on Sunday. And Yuka Sakazaki versus I don't even know how to pronounce this. Anyway, February 28th. Bleacher Report, March 1st on YouTube, will be Thunder Rosa versus, wait a minute, February 28th on Bleacher Report here. Yeah, that's what I want. February 28th on Bleacher Report, it'll be Nyla Rose, or not Nyla Rose, Thunder Rosa versus Riho, Sunday. On Bleacher Report, they're having a special with some other matches in that match. And then March 1st on YouTube, it'll be the winner of Thunder Rosa versus Riho against Nyla Rose and Yuka Sakazaki versus Ryo Mizunomi. And then on March 3rd on Dynamite will be the final for this tournament. And that will determine who will take on Hikaru Shida at the pay-per-view next Sunday. So next Sunday is the pay-per-view. March 7th. AEW Revolution. And the pay-per-view after that will be Double or Nothing. They are saying that it will be May 29th, 2021.
Wow.
So that'll be the next big pay-per-view, and boy, that'll be interesting. All right.
What?
Sorry, I got a message. trying to communicate with everybody for
whoever you are, if you're listening. Bad listener. Bad listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's AEW Revolution. Oh,
bad.
Yeah. Don't have any matches announced for that at this time.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
I don't know where Sean is. Sean, where the hell are you?
Hello?
Hello, Sean.
Hello.
What's the wiki again?
Hello?
Okay. Well, I didn't know your
Hello.
No, she's not working. Refresh.
Okay, Billy, can you hear me? Hold on. Billy, can you hear me or Katie? Hello?
Okay, I
anybody?
Don't hear Sean.
I don't hear anybody. I hear Katie. Katie, can you hear me? All right. Well, evidently, ladies and gentlemen, we went dead, so I'm just going to go ahead and end this program for the night. We probably lost power somewhere along the way. Good night, everybody.